You have the classic governing the anal, the three colored rings around the eye, which biologists refer to as the cornea, the iris. Those colored rings around the eye, that's one division, of which there are, those are the two major divisions of the eye, these three colored rings, and the pupil in the center, which takes in everything. The Tikkun Ezer says that we can see the association between Shabbos and this perfection of the eyes, because the word Shabbos is actually broken up into two parts. The letter Shin, which is 300, the Shin has three branches to it. That stands for the three colored rings of the eye. What's left besides the Shin in the word Shabbos? The word Bas, which stands for the bas ayin, the pupil of the eye. So the word Shabbos is the shin and bas, the klas gavnin de'ena, the three colored rings of the eye, and the bas ayin, which the Tikkun Ezer says that this corresponds to the four legs of the Merkava of Hashem. The throne of Hashem has on it Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the fourth leg of the throne of Hashem. The Shin stands for the three others, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Bas Ayin, the pupil of the eye, stands for David HaMelech, who symbolizes Malchus. Malchus is always black, dark, because Malchus has no light of its own, except that which it receives from the other spheres. Just like a king has no power of his own, except the power which is designated to him by his nation. If people accept him as king over them, he's a king. A king on his own right is nothing. So we see how Shabbos is connected to this concept of the eye, to the three avos hakdoshim, and to the union of Emuna, which is Malchus. Rabbeinu Zal says, just a second, let's just finish this paragraph. Rabbeinu Zal says, Vayidei ho'ovois im ho'emunah hanal zeiche lo'inik Shabbos. Through the combination of the three, four, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, plus Emuna, a person is zeiche to Shabbos. Because that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the three avos plus David HaMelech. And note, the Zohar HaKodesh says, that's why the three meals of Shabbos do not complete the Shabbos. There is a fourth meal, which is called Sudas David HaMelech, the Suda of Malav HaMalka, which we have Moitzoi Shabbos night, where there's a special mitzvah to wash on bread. That's the Sudas David HaMelech, which completes the Shabbos. Because the Shabbos, the Shin, stands for the three first meals. The Bas stands for the Sudas David HaMelech, which is Moitzoi Shabbos. Rabbeinu Zal says, Bas Zebechinas Emuna. We know that the term Bas, which stands for the Basayin, the pupil of the eye, also refers to the union of Emuna, Bechinas, as the Posek says by Avram Avinu. It says that Hashem Berach Avram Bakoel, Hashem blessed Avram Avinu with everything. The Gemara says, what is everything? The Gemara says, Bas Choisol Avram Ubakoel Shmo. Hashem blessed Avram Avinu with a daughter whose name was Bakoel. Baba Basra Daf Tezayin Amid Beis Dorshu Shom Al Posek Vashem Berechas Avram Bakoel Bas Hoy Soloi La Avram Ubakoel Shmo Bechinas Ish Emunois Rav Brochois. Which quality is it which we see the Torah refers to as everything? Rav Brochois, plentiful Brochois, plentiful Shefa, Emuna. Because the Posek says Ish Emunois Rav Brochois. One who has a lot of Emuna is one who has a lot of Brochois, a lot of Shefa. So we see that when it says that Hashem blessed Avraham with everything means Emuna, right? And we see that Emuna is referred to as Bas. He had a daughter whose name was Bakoel. And we note that generally, for example, in the first story in Sipurim Isaias, when Rabbeinu Zal says that there was a king who had six sons and one daughter, the six sons refer to the six spheres of Zerampin, Chesed through Yisoid. The daughter is the Malchus, the Emuna. The six sons refer to the six sections of Shas, which is again Torah, light. The six Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. The daughter refers to the Emuna, the Yira Shemayim. The pasuk says, "Oy," that's the pasuk that I'm thinking about with the six. V'hoyo Emunas Itecha Chosen Yeshuais Chachma Vada. V'hoyso Emunas Itecha. That there will be emuna, this, that, ba ba ba, yiras Hashem, hi oitzaroi. And after all of that, what is the oitzar of Hashem? What is the treasure of Hashem? Yiras Hashem, which is Emunah. Those two are synonymous. So we see these six sons and one daughter included those six words, Emunas, Itecha, Chais, and Yeshuas. The Gemara shows how those words refer to the six sections of Shas. So we see that the Bas is always the union of Emunah. Okay. Next. So Rabbeinu Zal showed how through the Bechina of Neder, where a person connects himself to the Gimel Avos, plus the Emunah, showing Emunas Chachamim, that's all Mekusher to Shabbos. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'oineg Shabbos hazeh, this Oineg Shabbos, this pleasure of Shabbos that we're talking about here, Zebechinas Achila B'Kdusha. What is the main outstanding quality about Shabbos Kodesh? The Achila D'Kedusha that takes place on Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is a time when every drop that's eaten on Shabbos is a special mitzvah and has tremendous Kedusha attached to it. Rabbi Nezal explains now. Ki Achilas Yemei HaChol Ne'ena Mimenu Gam Keina Sitra Achra. When a person eats during the week, the Sitra Achra, the Satan, also draws from that, can have an Achiza in that. Why? Because it's Gashmi. Any item that's a Dover Gashmi, that's physical, the Satan can have an achiza in it. The Satan can latch on to it and draw from it. Avol me'achilas Shabbos, but from the food that's eaten on Shabbos, ein chelek l'sitra achra klal uklal. The sitra achra, the Satan cannot draw anything whatsoever from that achila. That achila is kulay kodesh, 100%. Shabbos, that's why the Torah commanded us specifically about the mitzvah of eating on Shabbos. Kamei shekosav, as the pasuk says, Ichluhu hayoim ki Shabbos hayoim l'Hashem. Eat the mon today with a special significance because today is Shabbos. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki achilas Shabbos naaseh kedusha ve'eloikus gomor beloi ta'aruvas sigim klal. Note the words here. Rabbeinu Zal is using the most powerful words conceivable, that the achila of Shabbos is converted to kedusha and elokus 100% without any trace of klipa or tuma whatsoever. The yochel lifoil ba'achilas Shabbos mashe poyel betainus. Rabbeinu Zal says that it's possible for a person with eating on Shabbos to be able to accomplish that which is accomplished through a fast day. When a person fasts, it's a tremendous mitzvah. He accomplishes a tremendous thing. The Achil of Shabbos has that same power to accomplish just as much. Meaning, Hainu lahapil oivav lefonov b'schus enik Shabbos. What is the main accomplishment of a fast? When a person fasts, all his enemies fall before him. As Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain in the next paragraph in tremendous detail. For right now, Rabbeinu Zal says that when a person fasts, all his enemies fall before him. Rabbeinu Zal says that when a person eats on Shabbos extra, and he eats with simcha for the mitzvah of eating on Shabbos, he should know that the same item happens. He zeicher that all his enemies fall before him. Ki b'sigulosa v'al shein zeh nikra Shabbos. That's why this day is called Shabbos. Because it's within its domain, it's within the power of Shabbos to destroy all the enemies of the Jews. We find that the word lahashbis, this pasuk in Tehillim, lahashbis oyev umisnakim, refers to destroying the enemies of the Jews. When can that be done? Through the koyach of Shabbos. Which mitzvah of Shabbos specifically has the power to do this? The mitzvah of achilas Shabbos. And note the association that here he's showing you the connection between the Achila of Shabbos and this whole union of Neder. That's why Shabbos Bedavka has three meals to it, plus a fourth one, corresponding to the Shin and the Bas, the Neder, the three Avos HaKadoshim, and the Emunah, which is David HaMelech. Now Rabbi Nezal is going to explain how when a person fasts, all his enemies fall before him. And this is it's a sharp paragraph. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Kal yidei hatzoim oivov noiflum lefonov." When a person fasts, all his enemies fall before him. Why? Rabbeinu Zal says, "Kal yidei hakas habo mehakoved." When a person gets angry, where does the anger originate from? It originates from the liver. Koved is the liver. What is the liver? The Gemara says that the koved is molei dam. The liver is one big coagulation of blood. Blood is red, Red is din, red is kas. Kas comes from the liver. Bechinas, as the Gemara says in Brachos, kobeid koyes. The liver is the mokler for kas, for the midah of kas. Rabbi Nezal says, through this kas, what happens? Nisoyrer hamekatreg hagodol shehu esov hu edoim shachizosei bekoveid. When a person gets angry, what happens? He causes Esav, the powers of Esav, to be aroused. Esav, who is Edoim, who is the concept of the liver. Why? How do we know that? What's the association between Esav and the liver? Esav was Admoini, red, kulay dam. Rabbi Nezal says, v'hu Admoini, Esav is known for his redness. Shehu bechinas koveit, shehu molay dam, which corresponds to the liver, which is full of blood. Blood is red. So we see that the liver is an Indian of Esav, which is Edoim, which is this mid of Kas. Shehu bechinat, Rabbi Nezal says now, umin hamekatreg ho'el yoin, nis'eririm, v'nishtal shiloi mekatrigim, v'tzorim lamato, al hodom ha'koyes. What happens when this tremendous koyach of Esav is aroused? What happens is this koyach spirals down into smaller level malochim, lower level malochim, who are sent down to earth as Mekatregim to latch on to this person who gets into Kas and to do damage to him. V'sheltim olav. Rabbi Nezal says, and they rule over him. These malachim, they take over this person, they rule over him. V'einom yirei milafonov. And they aren't afraid of him at all. These malachim aren't afraid of him at all. Why? K'al yidei ha-kas midme lohem kibehema. Because when a person gets into Kas, he appears to these malachim as a behema. Why? Because the Gemara says, "Kol hakoyes chokhmosoi mistalekes mimenu." When a person gets in kas, his seichel leaves him, which means, what does he become? A behema. He becomes similar to a behema. The Bechina says, the pasuk says, "Nimshelu kabehemois nidmu." They appeared like animals. And the pasuk there is referring to this union of kas. So we see that there is this concept of a person appearing like an animal. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki ikar hamoira shemis yorin min ha'odom. The main fear, in other words, the main item which causes fear, which causes malachim, or animals, to be afraid of a human being, the Bechina says, as the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Umayrech umayrachem v'chitchem. Hashem says, your fear and your awe, I will interject into all the animals, that all the animals will be afraid of Adam, of mankind. How does that fear come? It's the Tzelem Elokim, which is in the face of a person, the part of Hashem, which shines through on the face of a person, that's what causes the animals to fear him, that's what causes Malachim to fear him. Rabbi Nezal says, V'ayidei HaTzelem, Ha'odom Hu Odom. And it's through this Tzelem that the person is considered in the Geder of Odom, a human being. What happens when a person removes the tselem? What happens when a person removes this tselem aleikim? He removes the neshama, because what is the neshama? The neshama is the seichel dekdusha. What do we say every morning when we put on tefillin? Sheha neshama shebemoichi. The neshama which is in my brain. So we see that the brain, the seichel, is the in of the neshama. That's the part of Hashem that's within the person. When a person gets into kas, the seichel leaves him, which means the neshama leaves him, the part of Hashem leaves him. What's left? A behema. What's the difference between a behema and an adam? A behema has a nefesh, and a behema has a nefesh, it doesn't have a neshama. Rabbi Nezal says, so when a person removes the tzelem, azai yaitze migeder adam legeder behema, then the person leaves the madrega of adam, and he enters into the geder of behema. The Oz Sora Moiroi. Then the fear is removed completely. If he's an animal, so other animals don't fear him. He's one of the gang, and Malochim surely don't fear him. Now Rabbi Nezal says, V'ikr ha-tselem ha-meir b'fnei ho-odom hi chochmas ha-boirei. What is the main tselem that gives a light on the face of a yid? It's specifically the Chochma of Hashem, the knowledge of Ruchnius, the knowledge of Torah, the knowledge of Hashem. That's what's the Tzelem Elokim on the face of a person. Shenosan lo'odom yisroin ala behema, which Hashem has granted a person over a behema. He hame'ira b'fnei odom. And that's the item which shines on the face of a person. The Bechina says, the Pasuk says in Koheles, Chochmas odom toir ponov. What item is it that lights up the face of a person? The Chochma. Vayidei ha-kas, what happens when a person gets into kas? The Gemara says, Psachim, im chacham hu, chachmosay mistalekes. If he's a chacham, then his chachma leaves him. Va'oz tziloi sar, and then this tzelem aleikim leaves him. Uponov naiflim, and his face falls. Bebechinas lama choralecha v'lama naflu ponecha. The pasuk says, why did you get angry, and why does your face look fallen? Meaning, the light that was in the face has now fallen. All that's left is darkness. Ukishein loy pnei adam, and when a person doesn't have the face of an adam, azai moiroi sor, then his fear leaves. Nobody's afraid of him anymore. Ki nimshal ka behemos, he appears as a behemoth. What happens if nobody fears him? So people attack him. People aren't afraid to attack him. Vitzarov meitzirin loy, his enemies go out and attack him. When his chachma leaves him, when he doesn't have this oyer upon him, which is this yira which Hashem gives to man over animal, over malachim. Rabbi Nizal says, "Valyidei hatzoyim v'hatayinis humisakein esponov." When a person fasts, that's what perfects the face. How do we know this? Va'oz hakol yirei mimenu, and then all people fear him. Va'oivav naiflim lefonov, and his enemies fall before him. The word lefonov means before him. The word lefonov means according to his face. His enemies fall according to his face. Lefonov daiko. Because the main nefila of the enemies of a person is only due to the ponim. The cholze nas al yidei hatzayim. Rabbi Nizal says all of this is accomplished through what? Through a fast. Why? Rabbi Nizal is going to explain this in clear detail now, and we're going to add a piece from Yizkor Kodesh to this, which will take the roof off. Rabbi Nizal says ki al yidei hatzayim nichna hakoved lifnei hamoyach. The Zohar Kodesh says that there are three parts in the body. There are three main rulers, kings within the body. The moyach, the brain, is surely the main, the king of the entire body. Why? That's the seat of the neshama. That's the master of the body. That's what controls all functions of the body. The nervous system controls all functions of the body. So the moyach is a king. No question about it. We know that the lev, the heart, is also a bechinas melech, a king. Why? Because the heart is the one which pulses blood, which pumps blood to all the different parts of the body. It's also a bechinas mashpia. It gives shefa. The heart is the one who gives blood to all the different organs of the body. It controls the flow of blood. That's the second king within the body. The third king within the body is the kaved, the liver, because the liver is red blood, which is a bechina of din, which is a bechina of malchus. Malchus is always called dino de malchusa dino, a bechina of din. So these three items in the body are the three rulers of the body. The Zohar Kodesh says these three span from the peak of Kedusha to the peak of Tumah. The Mayach is Kedusha, 100% Kedusha. Why? What is the color of the brain?
White.
Libuna de Mayach, the Zohar Kodesh says, the white matter of the brain. The brain is referred to as white, which is an Indian of Kedusha. The heart is like an in-between. It's the seat of the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. The heart has both in it. So it's like a combination of two, of Kiddush and Tumah. The Kaveh, the liver, on the other hand, is the Sitra Achra, the Satan, Esav, Admoini, red. That's the Satan, the Yetzer Hara. Now watch what Rabbi Nizal is going to explain. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki al yidei hatzoyim nichna hakaveh lefnei hamoyach. When a person fasts, the liver becomes subdued, subjugated, under the rule of the brain. How? Rabbi Nizal says, Ki biyoyim shodam oichel, on a day that a person eats, azai hakoved nizoyin tchila, then how does it work when a person eats? The food goes into the digestive tract. What's the first, or once the food is fully digested, what's the first organ that the food hits? And this you study in biology. Coming out of the digestive system, entering the body, the first organ that's nourished is the liver. The liver is the first one to be given food, to be given nourishment. Then it travels to all the different parts of the body, and one of the last parts of the body to draw is the brain. The brain is way, way out. In other words, the feet draw before the brain. Why? Because of the flow of gravity. Items go down first before they go up. So the last part of the body to draw from food on a day that a person eats is the brain. And when a person fasts... Nimtza. What does this show? That the yom ha'achila, on a day that a person eats, hagidula v'hamemshala lahakoved. The respect and the power of rulership is given over to the liver. The liver is treated as king. He's given first. Ukishemisane, when a person fasts, what happens? Azai nizoin hamoyach tchila. On a day like that, the moyach gets its nourishment first. And then the moyach sends shefa to the koved. Rabbi Nezal says, and this is explained in the Shara Tikunei HaAvonos of the Arizal shows that on a day on which a person doesn't eat, the whole shefa of the body comes from the brain, which is the... In other words, if the nourishment isn't coming from the Gashmi side, it must come from the Ruchmi side, which is the brain. The brain is mashpia all the shefa to the body, which means the brain becomes king on that day. Rabbi Nezal says, Nimtza, what does this show? That B'yayim HaTzayim, on a fast day, Nichna hakoved lifnei hamoyach. The liver is nichna to the moyach. V'hagidula v'hamemshalo lahamoyach. And the rulership is given over to the moyach. V'zehu tikin l'ma shepogam b'tchilo b'hachochmo shehi hamoyach shehi atzelam ameir b'fonov. And this is how a person corrects any pigam that he did in chochmo, which is the tzelam alikim, which is the brain. Any pigam that a person did in that, he corrects through a fast day. So now when a person fasts, he weakens, he shows that the koved is not the first one to get, he's the last one to get. The first one to get is the moyach. And he gives rulership to the moyach, to the brain. And when the liver is put down, the liver which represents the Reish HaMekadregen, the liver which represents Esav, the worst Russia, the most powerful Klipa, when the liver is put down, Azai Nechnoim Kol Ha'ivim Ho'achuzim B'Hakovei. If you kill the leader, all of his servants fall also. If you destroy Esav, then all the Klipas are destroyed, all the Mekadregen are destroyed. Rabbi Nezal says, this is why you'll find that the word tzayim is the first letters of the pasuk, v'chataisi miponav tzarov. I will cut, I will smash from before him his enemies. The word miponav means from before him. The word miponav means through his face, through the oyer haponim, which is chochmasodom toyer ponav. Through the tikkun for the Oyer Haponim, I will destroy all his enemies. Through what act? Through the first letters, the Chatoisi Miponov Tzorov is the Rosh Hateva's Tzayim, a fast. Sha'al Yedei HaTzayim Nichna HaKoved, when a person fasts, the liver is Nichna, V'nistakein Moyach HaChochma, the Seichel Diktusha gets fixed up, Shehi HaTzelem, which is the Neshama, U'meir Bifnei Ha'adam, the person's face shines, and through the tzelem alikim, which now appears on the person's face, through that Hashem will cut off from before him all his enemies. Rabbi Nezal says, miponov daika. Hashem destroys, through what koyach does Hashem destroy the enemies? Through the ponim, the face, the tzelem alikim, which appears on the oyer haponim, which is strengthened bedaika through fasting. Fasting is what strengthens it. Close the window.
So that allows the
breath
to be discovered.
Exactly. When a person eats, the liver is the ruler. Why? Because the liver is the first, is treated first. The melech is the one who's served first. When a person eats, the liver is treated first. When a person doesn't eat, which part of the body takes control? The moyach. Because a person's not eating shows that he's giving preference to the ruchni over the gashmi.
That explains what follows. We mentioned a lot of times that when a person is weakened by a fast, there's less tivus for gashmius, and a person's closer to rupius.
Of course.
That's the moyach in control, right?
Rabbeinu is also in the chess, and we're clicking around Tanino. that when the mezonah de gufa goes up, the mezonah de nishmasa goes down. When the mezonah de nishmasa goes up, the mezonah de gufa goes down. When a person does something for his neshama, the guf gets weakened. When a person does something for the guf, the neshama gets weakened. These two are two opposite forces. Now, this is all fabulous. I think, anybody have any questions as far as clarifying this? I think Rabbeinu, as I'm saying here, it's explained very, very clear. You can understand the whole concept. Now we'll add, you'll see how a drop of kapla makes this 1,000 times clearer. Rabbi Zal once said a chiddush, not in this house, in 2K, on Shabbos, he once said over a chiddush from the Zohar Kaddish, and you'll see how that chiddush encompasses this whole chapter on the Kutimaran, this whole Torah. The Zohar Kaddish says that one of Rabbi Shmuel Yochai's Talmidim was once talking to one of his friends, and he told him, you know when the Shefa is great? When it's upside down. Period. That's the statement in the Zohar Kaddish. And they went on discussing something else, period, and end of topic. That's how this statement is brought in the Zohar Kaddish, period. Rabbi Zal said that one of the Mefarshei HaZohar says, let me explain this item completely. Really clarify for you. There's a Gemara of Brachas, where the Gemara says that Hashem Kaviyachel, who is Avinu of Harachmon, who is kind and compassionate, everything, there is a split moment within the day when Hashem gets angry at Bnei Yisrael. There is a tiny split second, an infinitesimal amount, where within that time, every single day, Hashem gets angry. And the Gemara says that there's a pasuk in Navi where Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, don't you ever forget, you zhlubs, how nice I was to you during the time of Bilam, that I broke my rule. My normal rule is that I get angry every single day for 1/580,000th of a second. The Gemara describes how infinitesimal a moment it is. And you guys are so lucky that while Bilam was alive, I passed on this minig of mine. Why? Because if I would have kept this minig up, Bilam, the pasuk says, V'yodea das elyon, he knew heaven very well. He knew Hashem very well. He would have been able to figure out when this exact moment is, and if he would have given out a curse against Bnei Israel at that split second, he could have wiped out the whole Jewish nation. If he would have said a curse at that moment when Hashem gets angry, he could have wiped out the whole Jewish nation. Period. So remember how good I was to you, Hashem says. Taisus asks, Baloney, what could he, if this, the amount of time that Hashem gets angry is one split second, what could this nut have said in 1 second that would have destroyed the Jewish nation? What curse can you say that takes 1 second to say? Taisus answers, he could have said one word, Kalein, destroy them. The word Kalein means destroy them. If he would have said that one word, that would have been the end of Bnei Israel. Period. Now the Mefarshei HaZohar say, when is the Shefa good? We know that the Sifrei Kabbalah always bring that through which one of the 10 spheres does all Shefa come to the world? The Malchus. No Shefa can come to earth unless it comes via the Malchus. Why? Because all the other spheres symbolize light, Ruchni, Kiddusha. Light alone is zero. When you put light in a container, in a keli, that's when it has function, that's when it has value. So the Sifrei Kabbalah say that all of this light has to first be funneled through the Malchus. When it comes from the Malchus, that's when it takes on a physical form, the form within a keli, it can be contained, and that's how it's mashpia to the whole world. The Arizal says that this is why when we say Pleiseach es Yodecho, Umazbia L'chol Chai Rotzayin, the first letters of L'chol Chai Rotzayin are the word Rochel, because Rachel symbolizes the Malchus Kedusha. We're not going to explain it now. In any case, there are many proofs. Also, you have the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, where Daniel told him, in the dream he saw a big tree, the Mozoin Lechula Bay. All Shefa, all Parnassa was in that tree. That was what Nebuchadnezzar saw. When Daniel interpreted the dream, he said, this tree from which all Shefa comes from, that's the Melech. That's you, Nebuchadnezzar. You're the one who provides Shefa for your whole kingdom. So we know that the Malchus is the source of Shefa to the whole world. When this Tana said, you know when the Shefa is good? When it's upside down. What is upside down? You have three letters in the Hebrew alphabet, the letters Chof, Lamed, Mem. When these letters are upside down, when they're backwards, Mem, Lamed, Chof, you have Melech. Melech is the source of all Shefa. That's where Shefa comes from. When the Melech is Nistakeh, when the Bechin of Malchus is perfected, that's when the Shefa is going great, when it's backwards. What happens when the Shefa'is Chas V'Sholom in sequence, when these letters are put in their normal flow, Chof Lamed Mem, what do you have? Destroy them. Kalim. The word Kalim is Chof Lamed Mem. The Sefer Kodesh says this is the message that these two Tanoim were talking about. That when is the Shefa good? When it's backwards. And this is exactly what Rabbeinu Zal is talking about in this Torah. When a person has Achila Dikdusha, when the Shefa is proper, then the Malchus Dikdusha is perfected. When the Malchus Dikdusha is perfected, it can wipe, when the din of Kedusha is powerful, it can wipe out all the enemies of the Jews. All the enemies have a Mapola. Oivav Neiflum Lefonov. What happens when there's a pigam in the Shefa? When a person eats like a behemoth, a person doesn't eat on Shabbos. Shabbos he eats little, and during the week he stuffs himself. He's eating like a behemoth. He's being play game in the Melech. What happens? The exact opposite. Instead of the enemies of the Jews being destroyed, Chas V'Sholom, it becomes Kalim. Chas V'Sholom, it goes back to Ben Israel. You see how in this Chiddush is contained the whole concept of what's being explained in this Torah.
Don't we always say, though, that Sholeik HaSeder is Dafik?
Exactly. That's why he made note of this. In other words, usually we always say that when ayams are Keseder, that's the Bechin of Chesed. When Sholeik HaSeder, it's Din. This Tana said to his friend, you know when the Shefa, let me tell you something wild. You know when the Shefa is good? When it's upside down. In other words, he said it like a riddle. Let's see if you can figure out what I mean. And this is the riddle that was contained in it. Why? Because, hold on a second, I'm going to hit, let's see if anybody can answer his question.
I'll answer it. Because the normal way for people to do it is just the opposite. That's dumb. They give more to the cook.
Yes, and let's go, the answer is anybody. Any. Oh, once I left out the most important part of this whole Kiddush. I left, how do you like that? You were here that time when he said it. I left out the cherry on top. So he said that when the Shefa is good, it's Melech, Mem Lamed Chof, backwards. When it's bad, it's Kalim Chas V'Sholom. The Zohar Kodesh says, this is the whole message here. When a person eats the wrong way, what's the sequence? First the Kovid draws, then the Lev, then the Moyach. Kovid, Lev, Moyach is Kalim Chas V'Sholom. When a person eats the right way, the moyach draws first, then the lave, then the kovei, that's melech. That's fabulous. But now to explain in simple svara, malchus, is that keseda or shalai keseda? Malchus is duchra or nukva?
Nukva.
Nukva is shalai keseda. If the shefa comes from malchus, it's understood. And just like the Gemara says, where does the shefa... Let's talk simple, no Kabbalah here. In a house, which one brings in the shefa?
The woman. Keseder.
The woman is shalai keseder. If you know the Gemara, you know that keseder is always duchra. Zohar is always called keseder. Mekeva is shalai keseder. Zohar is yud kevavke. Mekeva is when the letters are switched around. Hine yad Hashem... Hoya the miknecha, when the letters are converted, it's nukva. Hoya, komatzei, at the end is always nukva. That's din. That's malchus. That's parnosa. Parnosa comes bedafka from an union of din, from the malchus.
Listen, how's it fitting that the tzadikemus of each generation is responsible for the shefa in the world?
Because the Gemara says, man malki, who are the kings of the Jewish nation? Rabbonim, the tzaddikim. Why? Because who is more suited to perfect the sphere of malchus than this one who perfects yesod? Automatically, his malchus is b'shleimus. You follow?
Yeah.
In order to get to yesod, you must have perfected your malchus. Rabbeinu Zal says in Torah Beis and Likutei Moran, how do you get to shmiras habris through tefillah? How do you get to tefillah through shmiras habris? Both are, depending on which way you're going up the ladder, either you start from the bottom up or the top down, either way you can see how your Yesod and Malchus are very much connected. The Seder?
Right, sure.
Okay. We hold it at that. I almost left out the whole clincher, Moyach Lev Kovei, but this is so clear. You can see how this whole thing now fits into position. You understand the whole, how, what's Pshat Achila Dikdusha? To put these three parts of the body in sequence, which corresponds to that Tosfos and Brachos about this union of Kalim, which is Melech, which where the whole everything ties together now perfectly. There's no loose ends, and this isn't the end of the Torah. Now Rabbeinu Zal's first going to start opening up. To be continued. It's a Shem Sunday. We're in the middle of Torah Nun Zayin. brief summary. The first topic was Dibur of Hashem, from which is created Malachim. The next topic was Emunas Chachamim. The next topic was Neder. The next topic was Einik Shabbos. And that's what Rabbeinu Zal was talking very powerfully about, the union of Einik Shabbos, and how Achila de Kedusha on Shabbos takes the same effect as a fast. What is the effects that a fast has? A fast is Machnia, the Oivim of Bnei Yisrael. And we went into a whole long discussion about that. To summarize it in one sentence, V'chatoisi miponov tzorov, the pasuk which says, I will destroy from before you your enemies, the first letters is Tzaim, which means that a Tainus has the power, Lahashbis Oyevu Misnakim, to destroy the enemies of Bnei Yisrael. The word Lahashbis is also Miloshin Shabbos, showing that Shabbos also has in it this power to be Machnia, the Oyevim of Bnei Yisrael, and this is where we're up to now.
Right. Brings us elsewhere that you spent Shabbos by the Tzadik Emes. This also is like a Tainus. So if Shabbos, the evening Shabbos, Memela is like a Tainus, so what's the Revusa?
Square. What's the real? No, you know, I'm not telling you something that I'm not sure of. Square it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Rabbeinu Zal says that Achil eats by a Tzadik Emes, it's as though on Shabbos it has the same chashivas as a fast, and I think there's some kind of chiluke deis on it. I don't recall what or how it came out, but I recall hearing that there were some opinions that it has the same effect as a few fasts. There's a whole shtick on it. I don't recall if it's from Likutei Brachos. What?
I
recall something like that, which means that if Achila Dikdush itself is fast, and by Tzadik is fast, the power is square, and that's how much multiplied it becomes when a person is Zeichet to spend Shabbos by Tzadik Emes. Where is the Tzadik Emes? Or a minion of his Talmidim Ar, that's where the Tzadik Emes is. A minion of his Talmidim Ar on Brighton Beach, and the person who is Zeichet to spend Shabbos Kedesh in Brighton Beach is very lucky. We should all be Zeichet to do it.
Amen.
Bro.
Like if
you
have a
bit. We were talking about getting rid of the wives. Shh, go ahead.
I thought there's a thing about if you have a bad dream and you have to fast on Shabbos, so this should be knocked this out.
One is, I'm saying, not everything is exactly the same. That's a separate topic. Okay, let's continue. We're up to Avol Kishezeche, in the middle of Eis Vav. Rabbeinu Zal had just discussed the topic of Tainus. Now he's going back to the topic of Achila Shabbos. Avol kishezeicha lebechinas einik Shabbos kanal. But when a person is zeicha to the bechina of einik Shabbos, which we mentioned before, which is the Achila dikdusha of Shabbos, oz ein tzorich letzoyim. Then the person doesn't have to come on to fasting at all. And it says here, ayin idrazuta. He's obviously basing this on some powerful statement from the Zohar Kodesh. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki poyel ba'achilosoi ma'asher po'al al-yidei atzoyim. Because a person can poyel through his achilan Shabbos, he can affect the same tikkunim that are affected through a fast, haynu lahashbis oyev, to destroy enemies. Why? Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain why. He's going to prove conclusively how achilas Shabbos means that the enemies have to fall away. Ki achilas Shabbos kodeshi. The Achilah Shabbos is referred to throughout the Torah as Kodesh. The word Kodesh is used. And we have a rule in the Torah, V'chol Zor lo yechal Kodesh. We have a rule throughout the Torah that a Zor, a stranger, cannot eat Kodesh. Who is referred to as Zor? The Sitra Achra, the Klipois, the Goyim, they're always referred to. What is Laz? We just had it in Megillah. Lashon Am Zor, the language of the Goyim. The Klipois, the Goyim, the Rishon, it's all synonymous. All those words are synonymous. V'oz nichna ha-koved. So if the Zor is being pushed away, then the Koved is being pushed away. The Koved is the liver, which is Kulei Dam, which is red, which is Edoim, which is Sitra Achra, which is Klipois. V'oz nizbatel koichoi. And then the koyach of the koved becomes nichna completely. What is the koyach of the koved? We mentioned the Gemara in Brochus, which says that kas comes from the koved. I forgot the exact quotation. Koved koyes, something like that. We quoted before from Sochem, that kas comes from the koved. So on Shabbos, through the Achila Dikdusha, this kas is subdued. Bebechinas, as we say in the Maimar Azoya that we say Friday night, V'chol shultonei rugzin, kuhu arkin v'isabrumine.
The klipos here, note, you need proof of what the name of the klipos is. Look how the Zohar Kodesh calls the klipos Shultone Rugzin, the rulers of Reges. What is Reges? Kas. The masters of Kas, that's the name for the klipos. So what happens on Shabbos? The whole Shultone Rugzin Kuhu Arkin. They all take off, they all get lost. There is Abrumine, and they are removed from her. They're removed from Shabbos Kodesh.
Arkin is uprooted?
Arkin is removed. Shehem b'chinas koved koyes, these klipos, which are synonymous with the liver from which kas comes from, kuhu arkin v'sabru, they are all removed and they leave. Take a look at the hago on the side for a second. What happens when the kas is nichna? What happens when the koved is nichna? Who gets the malchus? Who is the malchus returned to? The kas is the red. When the red gets knocked out, who rules? The white. The white is the moyach, the libuna da moycha. V'nizgadel ha-moyach ha-chochma. The moyach, the chochma has an aliyah. Umeir, before, what happens when the chochma gets an aliyah? What part of the body does it manifest itself on? It shows on the face. We quoted the pasuk. Chochma sodom toir ponov. When the chochma has an aliyah, there's oir haponim. That's why it says right over there on Friday night. The bechina says, the pasuk says, v'anpo nehirin b'nehiru ilah. The face glows with a heavenly glow. Why? Because the Shultonei Rugzin were nichna. The Kovei, the Kas, was nichna. The Chochma goes up. Kishezeh kom, zeh noifel. Kishezeh noifel, zeh kom. The Chochma has an aliyah, which means that the face glows. And that's why it's brought about many tzaddikim, that on Shabbos Kodesh, if you looked at them, they had a different ponim completely, specifically about Rabbeinu Zal, and also Rabbi Yechaim always tells a story about the Be'er Mayim Chaim, who was one of the big tzaddikim during the around the time of the Baal Shem Tov, the Be'er Mayim Chaim. And it said about him that somebody once heard about him that on Shabbos Kodesh, you look at him, his face changes completely. So if there's somebody who came into him, they came into him during the week, they saw him, and then they came into him on Shabbos to speak to him, and I don't recall the exact story, but somehow they said that they didn't recognize him at all whatsoever. I thought it was a completely different person. That's how bright he shone on Shabbos Kodesh. The Oz, and then what happens? Kula Ahava. I think that this word here is Kula. In other words, the Vav should be put after the Chaf. Vav Kula Ahava. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ahava B'Tanugim. That where is there Ahava? B'Tanugim. Tanugim is the meaning of Shabbos, Oinig Shabbos. V'chol zeh mei Oinig Shabbos kanal. All of this is accomplished through the union of Oinig Shabbos, that the Oivim, the Klipos, are nichna completely, the Moyach has an aliyah, the food goes to the Moyach, and all of this takes place through the mitzvah of Achila Shabbos. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, note how cautious Rabbeinu Zal is in explaining an item, you'll see in a second. Rabbeinu Zal says, v'da, and you should know, shelevatel ulachmiyah ha'oivim, in order to be mevatel and be machmiyah ha'oivim, dai hatzoim o yachile Shabbos levad. Fasting or eating on Shabbos is sufficient to be machmiyah ha'oivim. Avol leroiv hasholoim, but to be zeiche that the kedusha should have an aliyah, the klipos are always referred to as pirud, separation, machlekes, in order to be marbe sholoim. That requires tzedakah. Besides fasting, it requires tzedakah. Besides Einik Shabbos, it requires tzedakah. Kemaymar Chazal, as it says in Pirkei Avos, marbe tzedakah, marbe sholom. That in order to be zeichet to sholom, in other words, to knock out the klipos, the goyim who are attacking Bnei Israel, for that you fast. How do you knock out the internal machlekes? For that you need tzedakah. This is why the Gemara says in Brachas, Agra de Ta'anesa Tzidkosa. What's the main mitzvah on a fast day? The tzedakah that you give on a fast day. That gives the fast day real power.
What does Agra mean?
Agra is the schar, meaning the main credit for a fast day is the tzedakah that you give on a fast day. The Amru, and the Gemara says in Tainus, Shemesh, Bishabbos, Tzedakah Laniyim. That what is the main day of tzedakah? Shabbos. The sun, when the sun shines on Shabbos, that's the greatest tzedakah to the aniyim. Why?
They can take out their other clothes and do not.
Because on Shabbos, they want to wear nice clothes. But an oni is usually afraid to put on nice clothes. What if it rains? He can't do anything. He can't hide it on Shabbos. He can't carry or anything. He can't tuck it in. So therefore, when the sun shines on Shabbos, that's the biggest tzedakah for the aniyim, because they can put on their good clothes. They can have a little chias. So we see that Shabbos is an Indian of Tzedakah to the Amiyim. Rabbi Nizal says, Shemesh Zebechina Shalom, and the sun is an Indian of Shalom. Kimamar Chazal, as it says in the Medrash, Vizorcho Olav HaShemesh, the sun will shine upon him. So the Medrash says, Ma Shemesh Hu Shalom L'chol Boi Olam, just like the sun brings peace to the whole world, also, this and this will bring peace. So we see that the sun is an Indian of Shalom. Light, Oyer, and Shalom always go together. V'zehu, this is why the Gemara says, Shemesh hainu ha-Shalom, eino yelo yidei tztokol aniyim. Shemesh, you want to be zeichet to Shemesh? B'Shabbos tztokol aniyim. Shu Shalom lechol b'yaylam, just like the Shemesh is a symbol of peace to the whole world. Light is always an Indian of Shalom. Rabbi Sai, anybody have anything to say about that?
Neirov.
What's the whole purpose of lighting candles on Shabbos? Halachalamai, you know, Shulchan
Aruch.
Holy Pali Shulchan Aruch. The lighting candles on Shabbos is purely an Indian of Shalom Bayis. Where there's oil, there's Shalom. It's a sign of peace and tranquility.
Why?
Light. That's the effect of oil, I tell you. That's the effect of light. Light is a Indian of peace.
Crashing into each other and then stepping
up people's feet. Of course. Same. Oyer is an Indian of Shalom. Cheshech is an Indian of Machlokes. We'll see soon.
We're talking about Shalom. Shalom is reference to what?
Everything. In reference to a tzibur, in reference to a person himself, peace within himself. Shalom Bayis. Rabbeinu uses the word Shalom here without qualification. The Rateris, where he says Shalom Bayis, or Shalom between people, or Shalom within one's own Eichorim. Here he uses Shalom. So that means everything. Every aspect of Shalom. Rabbeinu uses the word Shalom here without qualification. The Rateris, where he says Shalom Bayis, or Shalom between people, or Shalom within one's own Eichorim. Here he uses Shalom. So that means everything. Every aspect of Shalom.